Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
70 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said. Going now to one of my favorite moments of every single week, the Grand Council, we like to call it. Kelsey, you get that sound effect ready for the Grand Council, because I got to call the roll here. We're supposed to have Dale Jackson from WVNN, our program director and morning show guy. Is there a Dale Jackson on the line? Yeah, that would be a yes. All right, and we got our buddy Jeff Poor from down at FM Talk 106.5 on the coast. Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I am present.
He is present. All right, well, I pronounce a quorum. Kelsey, hit it. Oh, Kelsey.
Assemble the Grand Council.
It's just so anticlimactic when we have to wait for the bugles, but okay, there it is. We're all right. We're there. All right, here, you know the rules, fellas. We each take turns asking questions. We see what the others think. We sometimes don't agree, but we always love each other when it's over. Dale Jackson, I'm letting you go first.
What were you banned on Twitter for? And I want to know if Jeff Poor's ever been banned on social media as well. So I want to know, what did you do?
Apparently I just found out about 20 minutes ago, because I was required to delete a tweet in order to get my account back, which is just galling to me. But apparently, I think like a month ago, I posted a story that was in the news that said that Washington State was actually considering, their Department of Public Health was considering a rule that would allow the setting up of internment camps for people who were unvaccinated and who were infected. And I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard, and I posted it online. Well, apparently they call that fake news, and I was required to take that down. So that was my offense for having to go to the penalty box. There you go.
Jeff
Poor.
I have never been banned or blocked or any of that from Twitter or social media, Facebook. So I am an outlier.
What about you, Dale? Have you been blocked?
I got a couple of bans. One was a 14-day ban for calling someone a pansy, which is a derogatory LGBTQ phrase, apparently.
Fourteen days. I mean, that's.
It wasn't the first.
I mean,
one,
I was like 14 hours. I was feeling like a Mr. Big Shot here, and now you come in with the 14 days. I've got nothing. I got nothing now. You just robbed me of my masculinity right there on the spot. All right, so social media is not our friend today. But all right, let's. Jeff Poor, you're next, man. What's your question?
I'm going to go here with the Mike Durant story. A lot of people blowing my text messages up about it. If you haven't heard, a story byline by Josh Moon and Bill Britt goes back to the mid-1990s, family drama dealing with Mike Durant. I won't get into the substance of it. Just you can go read it. It's on Alabama Political Reporter if you want. But do these kind of stories, these seedy family drama stories, do they move the needle? Because I just don't think this matters. I think people that are supporting Mike Durant aren't going to be turned away by this. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems ill-timed and ineffective.
Well, I'll jump on that first. When you told me the source that was Alabama Political Reporter and those two knuckleheads, Bill Britt and Josh Moon, I immediately discounted it in my mind. And so I would just encourage all right side ruffians to recognize that's one of the worst sources in this state for ever getting something. And they typically do political hit pieces. Having been the subject of their political hit pieces, I can just tell you. But so, you know, I look at it, if it's family drama, you said, Jeff. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I would dare say no. I think people are getting so tired of having someone's, you know, past dredged up on personal issues that were not against the law 40 years ago that I'm going to say that's probably not going to be a big ticket item in the polls. Dale?
I'm going to have to disagree. It all depends on where it goes from here. Yes, the source is terrible, and I felt exactly the same way. But, you know, the source includes some newspapers and other original sources that these terrible guys were talking about utilize in order to get to where they're at. And I kind of read it a little bit different, where it bothers me what we've seen I don't know enough about it yet. I've been told there's another source out there somewhere, and you know we're watching as campaigns kind of finagle their way around this story and try to figure out how they can benefit from it clandestinely or openly or whatever. Durant gave it a little oxygen by putting out a press release about it. I don't see how the mainstream media could ignore it and be appropriate in their duties now that he sent out a press release about it. They should be paying some attention to it. So I think it's got a slight possibility, but it's got to escape the Dale Jackson, Josh Moon, Bill Britt, terrible person bubble.
Well, so you're saying he did send out a press release. I mean, that's him literally feeling like he has to get in front of it, I guess, at that point. So, Jeff, what's your take then?
I still think it moves the needle. It's too early for this, for people that are paying attention. Those that are engaged in this race, that care enough about this race, I think are already locked in to see something smut like this, whatever you want to call it, even if it has some validity. To come out this early, it just seems strategically not well played, but maybe it doesn't linger over the campaign, or do we kind of move on from there? How does this impact him as a politician, him as a candidate for United States Senate?
I think he's going to probably also say, I would anticipate he'll say, this is everything he's running against, is the idea of this kind of dirty pool in politics. But all right, here's my question. Dale, you and I talked about this on the show yesterday in Birmingham when I was there with you. Nick Saban came out this week with a letter. He co-signed along with others to Joe Manchin, which, of course, had no impact based upon the fact that the bill failed last night. But it was in support of these so-called voting rights acts, these voting rights takeovers in D.C. that the Democrats were trying to perpetrate. And he was asking, for Joe Manchin to support those bills. Now, the thing that came out afterwards, I will go ahead and caveat, was no one included the fact that Saban apparently did not support doing away with the filibuster. That was big doings. But yet, Nick Saban inserted himself into this with his own signature in regards to these polarizing pieces of legislation. My question, did Nick Saban really know what he was supporting? Is he of that mind? Dale?
Jeff has, I think, already stolen my thunder on this a little bit in some of his writings that he had no idea what he's going into. I think Jeff said that. I could be wrong. I tend to agree with that. Nick Saban needs to focus more on his defense and less on letters to Joe Manchin, and maybe we'd be talking about a different national championship right now. But what irritates me and galls me the most about this is the Auburn football head coach and how they just completely slandered him over the mask thing. He had a political opinion, which that is what it is, and they blasted him on it regularly. How dare you speak his mind? Shut your mouth. You're supposed to be a leader of men. You can't be saying these things. Bruce Pearl had the audacity to be both Jewish and outspoken, and he was told to shut up and coach basketball. But Nick Saban does it because it's the right thing. Oh, Saint Nick, thank you so much. You're the greatest ever. And I just, that part irritates me.
All right, Jeff, what do you think, man?
Who got to Nick Saban on this and put this in front of him? Is this something Nick Saban would seek out? I don't think so. And obviously they went sought him out because of his ties to Fairmont, West Virginia, and his ties to Manchin. But I feel like maybe he was held with a gun pointed at his head or something. Obviously there's recruiting and all of these other states and variables we have to account for, but it's just not something I can see him. You know, it's the off season. He's a couple of weeks removed from the national championship game. He goes and plays 12 holes of golf, and maybe along those. You know what? I really want to get involved in this. I don't think that's the case. Somebody put it in front of him, and what did they tell him? Did they say it would be in your best interest to sign this letter, or what is going on here? Because it doesn't add up to me. This doesn't seem like something he would get involved in on his own volition.
I totally agree. I mean, I look at it and think, I question whether he read the whole legislation, which I question whether anybody in D.C.'s read the whole legislation. And I question whether he went and got some, you know, objective consultation on what it would mean if he put his name to it. I think he was thinking that he was literally supporting something that helps voting rights, and somebody painted a rosy picture of this but then again, I will say this, he's no dummy. I mean, he's proven, he's a thinker, he's a strategist, he can plan, he can think ahead, he can also react on the fly when a game is changing before his very eyes. So you know, part of me looks at it and goes, surely to goodness he didn't know. But then again, the other side is he's a deep thinker. So I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit confused about why he would even insert himself in that process. That's where I'm at. All right. Hey, that's round one. Kelsey, go ahead and move us to a break, man. We'll go ahead and take a few here for our sponsors and team members to tell us about their products and their services. And we'll come back and continue with the Grand Council. We got Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, and we got our buddy Jeff Poore from down at 106.5 down on the coast. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.